If you asked, you know, what are the five greatest brands in the world? If you asked, you went out and you asked professionals this question, you know, I think Nike would be on everybody's list. Coca-Cola would be on everybody's list. Disney would be on everybody's list. And Apple would be on everybody's list.
This is Tattoos Not Brands, a podcast that explores how we as marketers can give meaning to our products and services without conforming ourselves to a rigid set of rules or copying the status quo.
Every episode, we're talking to different marketing experts to understand the choice of a tattoo or the imposition of a brand.
Let's get started.
Welcome to this week's episode of Tattoos Not Brands, Marketing Outside the Lines. I'm your host, Nova Lorraine.
And I'm your host, Clint White.
On this episode, we'll be talking about an industry built on necessity, but with many different options for price, product features, user experience, and more.
The hotel and hospitality industry continues to evolve, especially in the face of competition from Airbnb, Vrbo, and others.
And Clint, I would love for you to explain how a unique path or what a unique path would look like for a company or product that impacts the creation of a tattoo versus a brand, particularly in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, sure. I'm really glad that we have this industry as our focus today because it illustrates the concept perfectly. The reality is a place to stay has so much flexibility, so much unique aspects of its construct. The price, product, place, and the promotion are all so variable. And you can build something around the lifestyle preferences, budget, taste, and proclivities of just about any demographic or psychographic, which is fantastic for a business builder or marketer. The reality is you're making something that will be a choice for 99.9% of the industry. There are several prominent brands in the category, of course, and they're great. They're fine. They have important position in the market. And I'm never ever saying there's anything wrong with a brand. I'm just saying that it becomes an interesting work. It becomes interesting work for a marketer when there is the flexibility of a tattoo.
I agree. I definitely agree with that.
Well, what are your thoughts then on large hotel chains versus smaller, one of a kind, or even small collection weird options?
I travel a lot. And I would say, you know, in the past, my go-to were definitely bigger brands, more well-known names as it related to hotels. And the reason being is I knew what to expect. And for the most part, service good or bad was consistent. Room decor good or bad was consistent. I would say as I continue to travel and especially in the last, I would say decade specifically, I absolutely prefer boutique hotels. And the reason being is that the stay not just becomes a place where you lay your head down to sleep, it becomes a part of the experience in whatever location that you're in. You can have these little treats or surprises, and that's going to differ from hotel to hotel. I love seeing what products they have in the bathroom for like the lotion and, mm-hmm, you know, the little toiletries, and it all varies, you know, and some give you more, some give you less. But I would also say that there seems to be more attention to customer service in the boutique hotels. So I feel that I'm seen and heard more. The experience is more personalized and that they really go out of their way to make sure that you remember them and want to come back because you do have choices.
Right. It's funny you said a decade ago. I was thinking about my own answer to that question. And I think I, about a decade ago, started to prefer Airbnb, maybe.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Because it was in its earlier stages then, for sure. Is it even 10 years old? I think it is. I think it's a little over that. But the need was for more space, you know, and for...
That's true. That's true.
I had tiny kids at home then and wanted the feeling of a clean house and
yeah,
just a space to myself that was not tiny. And often the locations could be much more sort of interesting sometimes it's not great to stay downtown Nashville or right in smack in the middle of Chicago, but being in the suburbs or in a neighborhood is fun. So the hotel and hospitality industry has been disrupted. It's happening. It's in its early maturity, I'd say. So it's great to have guests today that I think are trying to ride the line between hotel and an experience.
I agree. It's so funny you mentioned Nashville and you mentioned staying in a neighborhood. It actually, this past winter, our family did Christmas for the first time on the road. We actually went to my husband's sister's home. She had invited just a ton of family to do Christmas and with her and her family. And so we did an Airbnb for that reason. We wanted more space. We wanted something that felt like home as much as possible. In contrast, a couple of months ago, we stayed downtown Nashville. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So funny. In another Airbnb, but it was a condo. So again, a lot more space. And we were there for quite a few days and I had to work and my husband had to do a conference. So we didn't want to be cramped up in a little 200, 300 square foot room. So I do love the fact that the travel space has been disrupted because I think as consumers, we're benefiting. And I feel that those companies, those tattoos that are paying attention have upped their game. So speaking of tattoos, let's welcome our guests into the studio. Today, we'd like to welcome Jackie Galea, Area Director of Sales and Marketing, and Cheryl Gilliam, Senior Vice President of Brand and Marketing from Archer Hotels. Archer Hotels is a group of about 8 boutique properties in hotspots like Austin, Boston, DC, Napa, New York, and Seattle. They're founded in 2014 and is privately owned and is known for their rich history as innovators in the hospitality industry.
We had one of our producers ask a few questions of Jackie and Cheryl to get some background information.
When asked about luxury and inclusivity, Cheryl had this to say.
We all think about what luxury means in our own lives, but for Archer, our starting point is a very human approach to hospitality. And maybe that's the core tenet that makes what we do different.
I think that's a hallmark of what makes one a tattoo. The personal touch and the approach to customer service is really what it's all about.
Now that we've gotten some background insight into the Archer collection, let's see what Jackie and Cheryl have to share with us today. Welcome, ladies. Can you give us an example of the unique human approach or experience that Archer as an independent boutique hotel collection takes?
Like tattoos, travel's very personal. It may be a long-planned, long-awaited vacation or a celebration. It may entail work, be it a new exciting venture or sometimes the drudgery of work travel, a required trip that takes you away from what and who you love. But to us, travel is inherently a human experience, and it really just can't be scripted. So as a small independent collection, we've fought the urge to create standards and SOPs. Now, we've instead focused on assembling a team of people who have a genuine gift and heart for hospitality. And we just encourage them to be compassionate and creative. Kindness, cheerfulness, and happy surprises really do happen every day at Archer Hotel. We call them Archer moments.
It's always so great to celebrate the special occasions with our guests. And a couple of weeks ago, a mom surprised her daughter for Sweet 16 with a trip to New York City. And we had such a fun time decorating the room and just in general being in on the surprise. But some of my favorite Archer moments involve more of an unexpected gesture or an example of thoughtful service. Just last month, we had a group staying with us, and there were about 100 people that had breakfast and had to board a bus to New Jersey. And of course, one of the guests didn't make the bus, so our bellman came down to see me and to get the destination of the bus to coordinate a car for the guest so that she can make it on time. But he went a step further by preparing some of the breakfast items for her to enjoy on her way to meet the group. And what I loved about this is that in this moment, our team took a very stressful situation for this traveler and not only reduced the stress, but he created a really memorable and positive experience for her. It was a personal, and it's an example of our human approach to hospitality.
Luxury can imply exclusivity and, well, snootiness. but it also can make a guest feel like they've arrived inside the walls of something extremely special. How does Archer ride that line?
To be honest, we've struggled with the word luxury and all of its traditional trappings, right? But there's something indescribable about feeling singular and special. So, you know, when someone new joins our team, I always love having this conversation and asking them to tell us about someone in their life who has a knack for hosting. It may be a holiday gathering or just a backyard barbecue. And it's so fun to watch their eyes light up, and we get to hear about an uncle, a friend, or quite often it's mom or grandma who have this incredible ability to manage 1,000 details, making it all look effortless, but making them feel special and welcome in the midst of all of it. That's really the vision we cast. And luckily, it's relatable to all of us. And in fact, Jackie and I were just talking about how that's not been her experience everywhere.
No, unfortunately not. And Clint, it's funny that you use the word snottiness, because I did work for a very well-known popular company that I won't name names, but we had the reputation for our staff being very snotty. And although the experience we provided was viewed as exclusive and guests lined up outside the door to get in, they often felt as though the staff treated them like they were lucky to be paying to stay at the hotel. And in actuality, it should be the complete opposite, right? It's our privilege as a hotel to welcome our guests and not the other way around.
You mentioned in your conversation with one of our producers shifting to text communications for customers. What led to this choice?
We want to meet our guests where they are, and many want the ease of texting. They want to be able to text for more towels, to confirm a checkout, or really to send many different simple requests. And, you know, we, of course, still answer the phone and the email, and we're always accessible.
Can you tell us about your sustainability and inclusivity efforts? And along those lines, we'd love to hear about your use of the whimsical slippers.
Our job every day is to listen to our guests and our customers and evolve to meet their needs. And many of our corporate clients have sustainability initiatives, and they need us as their partners to come alongside them with meaningful efforts and support their commitments. And I became aware of this terrific organization called Culture City, whose mission is to create a world where individuals with autism and their families are treated equally. And this was a personal discovery as a mom, because my daughter is on the spectrum. And I'm so proud that our entire collection of hotels is now certified with Culture City, and we're trained to support these travelers and their families.
Yes, we are about to introduce new slippers. They're still whimsical, which is really one of Archer's creative tattoo trademarks, but with sensitivity to providing a welcoming moment for all, right? So our original slippers were, quite frankly, a happy accident. We discovered through a favorite vendor these lavender slippers with bright red lips, and there was a black pair that sported a white mustache. And we loved them because they represented fun and whimsy, and they quickly became one of the most photographed moments in our hotels. But along the way, we received some feedback, and it just caused us to pause. To some guests, the slippers represented societal norms and maybe even judgments, and that was absolutely, of course, not the intent. So we're making creative adjustments, and we really just want to stay attuned and provide welcoming hospitality for all of our guests.
Marketing is a challenge for any business. So please tell us more about your collaborative marketing efforts.
We've learned through our research and through our guests that they really want to discover the destination. They've selected the place, and they want to be immersed in that place. They want to learn the stories that make it unique. So from the beginning, it was really important to us to seek out local partners to be part of the experience that we could feature throughout the hotel that would contribute to our guests' ability to immerse themselves in the place.
The best part, Nova, is being on property is that we, the local team, we get to help discover and make those decisions. Like Cheryl mentioned, you know, we have turned down treats from local artisans, maybe cocktails featured at Spyglass, our rooftop bar, even our welcome amenity of bottled water and the most amazing hand-rolled salted caramels. Well, let me tell you, I had a lot of fun sampling those as the local team. But it really affords us the opportunity to create a more authentic experience through these local partnerships and collaborations.
The pandemic impacted the hospitality industry quite a lot. Do you feel as a boutique hotel collection that you're better able to pivot and redirect than a brand would?
So we pivot, right? And we realize that we may be back to people driving versus flying in some instances, and making sure that our messaging is aware of those realities. Jackie, what would you add to that?
Definitely, Clint. I think one of our strengths as a small company is exactly our ability to make decisions quickly and act swiftly. We were able to change our sales and marketing efforts based on what was motivating people to travel during that time. We remained authentic to the experience that we promised to deliver during each and every stay, while we were addressing the very real and new concerns that guests had about cleanliness, safety, and travel overall. And I'm so grateful that as a company and as a boutique collection of hotels, we continue to provide the services and amenities we always did to deliver this authentic and unique experience that Archer created.
Could you share the importance of authenticity in what you do?
Yes. To be genuine and true to ourselves really in the end makes us true to our guests. They want nuanced, unique experiences that tell stories and are real. And let's face it, we get it. The world loves brands. We love brands. But we find ourselves every day fighting the temptation to think or act like a brand. We don't have the scale or the recognition. And quite frankly, customers choose us because we aren't a brand.
Our teams genuinely look for opportunities to create remarkable moments for our guests. And this happens during conversations at check-in, chats with the bellman, or even with our housekeeping staff. And as a team, we all look to create authentic experiences for our guests. It makes them happy and it makes us happy.
What do you think the future of hotels with competition from Airbnb, Vrbo, and whatever's the next disruptor going to be?
We think there's room for both. Our guests want to be hosted. They love daily housekeeping. They love the treats we leave behind. They appreciate the bellman who welcome them back by name and ask about their day. They want the relationships that happen organically with the bar staff over a cocktail. And just like tattoos are personal, our approach to hospitality is personal as well. Our guests want that interaction and that connection, and it makes us excited every day to create those experiences.
Jackie and Cheryl, we'd like to thank you so much for joining us on today's show and sharing your insights. It's time to play Bot, Brand or Tattoo.
Yes, it is. On each episode, we'll be playing this game to help us better decipher what a tattoo mindset actually looks like as opposed to a brand. Ready to get started?
Yes.
Great. This is always fun. We're going to select 5 names to categorize into either a tattoo or a brand. Let's see where it takes us.
Okay, let's go. Archer Hotel.
Well, come on, tattoo. We didn't spend this amount of time to trip me up on that one.
All right, give me a little insight on that. I mean, obviously they're a tattoo, but tell me why.
Yeah, it's individual, personal. It's a choice among so many, and it embraces the marketing mix in its favor to achieve its goals. Doesn't try to be everything to everyone.
That's true.
Are you disagreeing? As you sometimes
I am not disagreeing. I am not disagreeing.
Feel free, but if you don't want to, I don't know. Well, on the other hand, so to speak, Hilton Hotels.
Okay, so I love all the synchronicity in this episode because I just stayed a Hilton in New York and a few weeks prior, a Hilton in Orlando and Miami.
Wow.
So 3 Hiltons. And this was in between a few boutique hotels, but I would say for the most part, the experience was consistent in terms of very modern and clean, and you knew what to expect. So even moving from Orlando to New York, it was that aesthetic in the room itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the service was good. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary or extraordinary, but Hilton is their staff. They're very friendly and attentive when you reach out to them. And so that was my experience, just consistency. And so if I'm looking for something modern, and I would say the rooms were also a decent size. And so I wasn't cramped and I knew what to expect if I was going to engage with the concierge. So I would say for the most part, consistency, 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 therefore brand.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Talking about this made me think of really the centralization of the brands of hotels, you know, under Bonvoy and Hilton and Hyatt, right? The Marriott and Hyatt, essentially, those are your options if you're looking for a brand and a loyalty program. So even within those groups, there are tattoos that are sort of under the umbrella of the brand, which is
that's true. Yeah.
Obviously they understand the wide variation in, you know, the needs that their customers have. And like you're saying, sometimes you're a brand guest and sometimes you're a tattoo guest. So that does, I think it just simply reflects that brands get that being a tattoo is also a really good thing.
Right. Yeah, I agree, because those properties have gobbled up quite a few privately owned properties, right? So they can have those tattoos within their,
that's right,
their offerings. So I agree with
And they're that. Also getting into the more residential area. I get all kinds of offers from those as well. So they get that's a place where they need to compete and not be so rigid.
Yeah. So my question to you is Ritz-Carlton, tattoo or brand?
Ritz-Carlton is a really interesting one to me. It has a duality in it where it almost defined the idea of luxury through the name. If it's ritzy, if it's up to the Ritz standards, it's a really interesting situation where you do have a promise of something special. And there is the elements of a brand there, the word. At the same time, there is many, if not all of the elements of what Jackie and Cheryl talked about, the personalization, the experiences, the anticipation and finding moments. They have utilized that need, that human need in their promotion, in the stories that they tell and what they promise to their customers. So I think it's almost the best case scenario where they understand the power of a brand, but the sort of the magnetic attraction of a tattoo.
That's interesting. When I think of the Ritz-Carlton, I feel that it's a tattoo that's evolved into a brand. And because you do expect a consistent story when you go into the Ritz. There's this expectation. And from property to property, I think that initially they were one of the standouts as it related to this level of quality and attention and detail. And then due to demand, just continue to expand and make sure that consistency around that quality is clearly apparent in each property. So it's interesting. I feel like it's a tattoo in a sense, but it also has like taken this more notable stance when everyone knows the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely passes a lot of the tests, but the you can go back to the idea of exclusivity and snootiness, and it probably touches those buttons as part of their story, whether it's true or not. There's a lot of that. We have to fact check this, but I believe the first one was in Atlantic City.
Oh, interesting.
I was just there, so I was thinking about that and made a mental note to check it out. So just so we don't forget.
Interesting fun fact.
All right. Yeah, that's right. I'm full of it. Okay. Well, on the other hand, Motel 6.
Oh, Motel 6. I'm going to say brand.
Why?
Well, I think that it's, I don't know, that one's a little tricky, but I'm going to say brand because there is a certain standard that it carries. And I don't feel that differs from Motel 6 to Motel 6. And it is synonymous with quick overnight stay, no frills, low price. And that's what you're going to get. And I think when you hear Motel 6, you know what to expect. You know what it is.
Yeah, it has that. I think it shares that attribute with Ritz in a way where it leads with what it is. It is a motel. Mm-hmm. It has had plenty of time in the market and has had the exposure of being by the highway or in in the area where the motels are, in a town where it stands out. Yeah, I think I feel like it's a brand for sure. And so it's great. It's a great brand, in fact, because it's so top of mind.
Yeah, I think if you're going to look at that category, it's probably one of the leading properties,
absolutely.
Brands, names in that category. So yeah, they've definitely succeeded there.
You can just see it in your head, right? The
Yep, dark, you can. Yeah.
The lights on the horizon.
Yep.
All right, hit me with the last one. Let's go. Let's do this.
All right. Kimpton Hotels.
Yeah, Kimpton, I read about it in my book a bit, that it's a very illustrative tattoo. It has, chooses its markets carefully. It's not everywhere, but it's in a lot of places where the similar demographic to Archer would seek. I think somebody that's looking at Archer is also looking at Kimpton. One of my colleagues only likes Kimpton because they have a dog, and Kimpton embraces dogs, and that feels really good to her. I've always used that as the differentiator in the product.
Mm-hmm.
And then the expectation is it's going to be interesting, and interesting people are going to stay there, and it's not going to be the cheapest. It's probably not going to be the most expensive, and you're going to feel among friends, I think. So, and that's what tattoos do.
I agree. That's it for Bot, Brand or Tattoo. To summarize, Arch Hotel and Kimpton are tattoos, while Hilton and Motel 6 are brands, and Ritz-Carlton is a brand tattoo. Would you agree?
Yes, that's all right. I'm glad we invented that term today. That brings us to the end of this episode. Jackie and Cheryl gave us some great food for thought regarding creating destination space such as the Archer Hotels. Thank you for listening to Tattoos Not Brands, Marketing Outside the Lines, a podcast that explores how we can give meaning to our products and services without conforming ourselves to a rigid set of rules or copying the status quo. I'm Clint, your host.
And I'm Nova, your other host.
Make sure to tune in for our next episode.
And if you like what you heard today, make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out.
Thanks so much to our guests, Jackie Galea and Cheryl Gilliam. See you next time.
See ya.